One threat too far. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It is not always illegal to threaten somebody. For example, Anwar al-Awlaki is the American terrorist accused of inspiring the Fort Hood massacre and the underwear bomber. And the Obama administration wants him dead.
If an American citizen is part of the al-Qaeda network, which Anwar al-Awlaki is and has become more a part of in Yemen, then he is subject to being targeted.
CBS News correspondent Juan Zarate. So threatening Anwar al-Awlaki is okay, but threatening a U.S. senator is not. That's why Charles Allen Wilson is under arrest for the messages found on Senator Patty Murray's phone. Here's a sample. Tell me when you think it goes beyond free speech. Quote, I want to thank you so much for ruining my life and, yes, for killing babies. You have awakened a sleeping giant and we are coming after you. Somebody is eventually going to get through security and put a bleeping gun to your head. By your attempts to overtake this country with socialism, somebody's going to get you one way or another and blow your bleeping brains out, and I hope it does happen. If I have the chance, I would do it, unquote. Are we there yet? I think so. It does sound like he got his information from the apocalyptic coverage of the healthcare debate, but those parts of the message aren't the problem. The problem is the direct threat to kill a U.S. senator. You can leave messages saying, I'm angry. You can leave messages saying, I'm bleeping angry. What you can't do is leave messages saying, I'm bleeping angry, and if I had the chance to blow your bleeping brains out, I would do it. Unless your intended victim is a terrorist living in Yemen. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.